This is the Noobie Brothers Podcast. Two nerd dads talking about anything and everything. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, make sure to check out the guys on social media. You can find them both on their radio station site, x106.5.com. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe so you do not miss another episode. Loading the episode now in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you're putting your hat on backwards.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting into, you're getting into a mode,
gotta
I see.
Get into my movie brother's persona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your character.
My character. What would you say, Mike? You know how you build character profiles? I feel like this is a bad road to go down. But what would you say are three traits you would put on my character profile?
All right. Let's see. Hardworking.
Okay. I like that.
You're a very hard worker.
Yeah.
You're a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm. Which could be a positive and a negative thing.
Never.
Always
never
negative?
Yeah. Okay. And stupid.
I feel like people pleaser and stupid kind of can...
Not necessarily, because, you know, we talked about the way you try... You play by the rules so much that it comes as stupid.
Okay.
So,
that's fair. I mean, but look, like, rules are rules, you know?
No. See, some rules are idiotic and can be circumvented, and not even circumvented. There are other rules in place to help you, and you won't use them for you. Because I don't want to talk about the situation because I don't want it to become like a well-known thing.
Sure.
Like, but there was a situation that recently happened where you chose to go by a stupid set of rules that shouldn't exist instead of just doing what I told you to do. So
I'm wondering what you're talking about now.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I do.
The paternity leave.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, mm-hmm. paternity leave is BS.
Yeah. What? In what way?
So when you go on paternity leave.
Uh-huh. Oh, we should probably tell everybody you're
I'm
a new father.
I'm a dad.
We jumped right into it. But
no, but
yeah,
seriously,
it's a big
this,
deal.
So obviously when you're
by the way, it's the Noobie Brothers also.
Yeah, we got way distracted.
We haven't done this in so long. We just, you know, like when you get really, really excited because you haven't done something in so long that you kind of start all over somebody's stomach. You know what I mean?
Well, what? I mean, I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm currently in a situation where we can't
is what I'm told.
Do that right now. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Paternity leave. So what ends up happening, obviously, is for me, I was out for 2 weeks.
Right.
While I was out, the company that we use fills in, essentially, and pays me for that time. For the 2 weeks that I took, it's 100% pay. If I were to have taken longer, it would have been reduced pay, like 60 or 80%, depending on how long you've mm-hmm. been here. But what I didn't realize is the company has to abide by different taxes than we do because we're here in Florida. So my bill that I was paid significantly less than I get here from like a just a regular bank deposit check that I would have for working.
So that's my point. You could have just you could have just taken 2 weeks vacation.
Right. Probably should have.
Because our company absolutely,
100% our company has
should've.
Unlimited PTO. It's not like they're gonna penalize me for it.
Like it's your paid time off. You can go play in a chess tournament.
Yeah.
You can go to join a fight club. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's not like you have to take a certain kind of time off when you take time off to be with your kid. That's why what you did was so stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yeah.
It was very dumb.
But I respect that you're trying to do the right thing or what. I don't know why. I still don't know why
you
did it.
Well, here's the thing is they just made it not to harp on our company because it wasn't fully them. It was also the company we work with. But they did not make it easy.
Right. That's why you shouldn't do it.
They denied it twice.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
It's because nobody could believe that anybody would have sex with you.
Well,
I think it's the number
one
thing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I did want to talk about the crazy situation going on with the I guess we'll call it a submarine. Is that what it's called?
Submersible.
Submersible.
It's a different thing. And the difference is that a submersible maintains contact the entire time with a ship on the surface.
Right. And this
and
one.
A submarine doesn't have to do that.
And this one clearly lost contact because we're now surging for it and towards the back end of how much oxygen is potentially
they
left.
They say by midnight UK standard time, which I don't know at all what time that is, Eastern standard time, but they'll be out of oxygen. So
that is, so I watched, I do watch a show called SEAL Team. great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great
it's on TV. Yeah.
They just follow a formula. Like, it's so, yeah. I love it. Put it on. You can go do stuff. Like, it's just on. It's like Criminal Minds. Like, it just follows a formula. NCIS,
SVU,
Law and Order,
all
that stuff.
All those acronyms, yeah.
So there's one episode where one of the guys, they go on this, like, this mission in Chinese water, but they obviously have to be, they're not supposed
Chinese
to be there.
Water? You mean, like, water in China?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they are in a submarine, but they were doing their missions, like they were leaving the submarine, going to where they had to go to do their mission, and then coming back and getting in the submarine underwater, but they were doing it through, like, essentially where missiles would be launched out of. That's how they would, like, get the water out.
Airlock, yeah.
Yeah. So the one guy does it, and as they're doing it, Chinese vessel goes over them and is like using sonar to try to detect them to see if there's people there. So they obviously can't
make noise.
So they can't drain the guys. So he's in this tiny little like tank, essentially.
Right.
The water is halfway empty and he has 5 minutes left on his air in the scuba suit.
So dramatic.
Dude, oh my God. And like, they're like, we gotta open it. They're like, we'll all die. Is one life worth it more than all? You know, it's all military meatheads.
Okay, so sonar works for voices too. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why this is stupid, because when you're underwater, sound carries.
Right.
So if they're yelling at each other on the submarine, the sonar would pick it up.
The reason that they told them they could, like, what they were doing is they were hitting the door got jammed was the initial problem.
Oh.
Okay. So they were hitting.
That was a group of problems.
Yeah. They were hitting the door with an axe, a metal door with an axe to try to open it to get them out. And so, you know, they end up getting them out. Spoiler alert for episode four of like season three.
They were watching this while they were listening to this, and now they know what happened.
But back to the submersible. Submersible. I don't know why I'm having trouble. The big story that's kind of come out is the one guy that's in there, his stepson went to a Blink-182 concert while obviously this is all going on. Tweeted about it. I assume to try to like get a meet and greet with the band. That's kind of the vibe I got.
He's like, hey, at Blink-182, super sad because my dad's stuck in a tube at the bottom of the ocean.
Did you read what he said? He was like hoping you guys can make my day a little bit better or something like that. And like tag Travis Barker, tag Blink-182. Dude, this has gotten to a point. Cardi B was like, you're an idiot. Like, why are you
out?
And
if Cardi B calls you an idiot, life is not going the way
it should. You're not having
a
good time.
So not only did he do this, not only did he go to a Blink-182 show while his stepdad. Now, it's an important distinction, I suppose. It's his stepdad.
You know, does it make you feel, like, would it be worse if it was his actual dad?
It would be way worse if it was his actual dad. But again, there are layers to what we don't know.
Yeah, sure.
For instance, how long? Maybe his mom.
How close are they?
Well, not only that, but like, did his mom get married to him 2 years ago? And
it's still fresh.
Was he a dick? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, like, now it's still gross to use that opportunity, but there are a lot of factors involved in this that we don't know. There's context that we need.
Sure.
It's a bad look no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I saw that he commented on an OnlyFans Instagram post.
About what?
Shooting his shot. It just said, yes, please, at the picture of one of these Insta models, OnlyFans, butt pics.
Oh, no.
So he's like, you know, I think he's trying to get his submersible sunk. You know, it's a bad look. But we don't know anything.
Right.
The guy's a billionaire.
At least it was a Blink-182 concert, not like a Miley Cyrus concert.
I don't
think
that makes a difference, honestly.
No?
I think it makes it, you know, if it would have been.
What if it was like Bonnaroo? Like,
it should have been like a Celine Dion concert because she could sing the Titanic song dedicated to him. You know what I mean? Near, far, wherever. It's a bad look.
Yeah,
I give you that. No matter what, and honestly, like this whole situation
It's
all bad.
Everything about this is bad.
And you know, a lot of people are giving these people grief because they pay $250,000 and they're wealthy people.
Listen,
it's not okay for people to die tragically like that. Like that's a horrible way to die.
They might not.
They ain't gonna make it, bro. I hate to be a pessimist about the situation, but short amount of oxygen they have left. They don't have a plan how they're gonna get them back.
It's such like a how. How
that's exactly right.
How is it this bad? Yeah. How did we get to this point?
Because there's no what's the word? There's no infrastructure for rescuing right. people from 3 feet off the 3 miles underneath the ocean.
That's so far down, too.
It's so far, so much pressure, so dark, so cold. So if they lost power, which they're thinking, they probably froze to death
Can't
already.
Can't see. It's cold.
The sub could have collapsed. You know, although they're saying that they hear banging now, and then
I was wondering what that meant.
But like, well, that means that somebody's like hitting the side, just like your friends in the whatever SEAL show.
See, that's why they couldn't be loud.
So there is a slight chance, you know, and obviously I'm pulling for him because I don't want to see anybody die, especially in a horrific way like that. But I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, and I, you know, from the back to the money thing. It's like, why are you getting mad at somebody else for spending their money? It's their money. They can do what they want with it.
I mean, there are basically two schools of thought to this, and both of them have validity. Mm-hmm. One of which is like 200. Somebody who has that kind of money and, you know, isn't doing more to help the world, I guess.
I get what you're saying.
You know, there's part of me nobody's that's like, obligated to do that. Right, so that's why there's validity to both arguments.
Yeah, part of me is like, look, if I have $1 million and I want to spend it on a 10-foot skeleton statue that I'm going to put up in my front yard year-round and decorate it per holiday, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on your homeowner association.
Oh, they would shut me down so fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables. But then I go,
hey, here's $10,000. Just pretend this didn't happen.
But you spent your $1 million on this statue.
Sure. Yeah.
So now you got no money left.
There is a, by the way, I don't know if you know this. On my drive home, there is a house that has it's got to be 10-foot skeleton statue. It's right off Girvin. And this thing, they decorate it for every holiday.
Well, that's weird.
Like, it had the St. Patrick's Day stuff on. It has, right now, it has a 4th of July hat. Sometimes it has a surfboard with messages on it.
Surfboard?
Like, I cannot imagine how much the neighbors hate that.
Probably a lot. Probably a lot. I can imagine.
It's great. I love it. I look forward to it. I'm like, oh, I wonder. Like,
because you don't live in that neighborhood. Right. You get to drive past it.
But this is also the neighborhood that does all the Christmas lights, so they can calm down.
That's a nice neighborhood.
It's literally right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you guys cause all this traffic around Christmas
time. They probably
don't
care then.
That's probably
like a festive neighborhood. But back to your point, so $1 million and $1 billion are different.
Do you think, I agree, there's a lot.
I mean, a billion is 1,000 million.
Yes. Oh, that actually made me, because I was looking at Would You Rathers on the internet.
Uh-huh.
There was one about money, I thought.
Was it something for $10,000?
No, it was for $1 million. It was like, what would you rather eat? Or it was like, you get $1 million, but everything you eat tastes like cockroaches. Would you do it?
I don't know how cockroaches taste like.
For $1 million, I don't care. I'll eat it.
I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
I don't care. Food's food. Whatever. Give me a mil.
No, I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
Not $1 million?
No,
I'd probably do it for $50,000.
That's no. Food, I as you can tell, I get a great deal of joy out of food. So you can take that away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, but that's what I mean. It's like so it's a win-win. I'm getting $50,000 and I am immediately going on a starvation diet.
But you don't need to lose weight. If you lose weight, you're gonna look like Gumby.
Probably, but I'll be fit. I'll be skinny. I wonder what cockroach tastes like.
I mean, it's probably not as bad as you would think.
That's what I mean. It can't be that bad.
But
people do fried cockroach, don't they?
I mean, probably not.
Like the Renaissance fair isn't that a thing?
No, because there's like different bugs that you can eat have nutritional value, but cockroaches, I don't think.
Isn't there one that like you put it in candy? It's like a...
Scorpion.
Oh, is it scorpion? That's the one I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, crickets.
Scorpions are essentially cockroaches.
No.
With a tail.
No.
I mean... Think about it.
That's an oversimplification.
A scorpion.
A what? I'm sorry, what?
A scorpion.
Wait, no. Let's go back. What did you say?
I was going to say a cockroach, but then I... Oh. You know, a scorpion is essentially a cockroach and a crab had sex, and here is a scorpion.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's literally like that, like Pokemon. Like two.
I feel like, again, this is a way oversimplification. That's like saying... A condor is if a chicken and a cow had sex.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, it's essentially the same thing.
It's not.
A unicorn is a horse and a rhino.
Who's on top in that situation? Honestly. Like,
I don't know.
It's got to be the horse,
right?
It's
got to be the horse. The rhino's
too
heavy.
Because a rhino would crush it. And let me tell you, that's something I have experience with.
I don't like the fact that when you said that, in my mind, they were 69ing first. Like the horse and the...
Yeah, a little foreplay, never hurt nobody. Except for the rhino, has got that horn, you know what I mean? Like, that could cause some serious rectal trauma.
Or maybe that's in
hey,
play.
Hey, look, ain't got fingers, you gotta just, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, that's in play, I don't know.
That's gives new meaning to the phrase horny, I'll tell you that.
That's fair. Okay, so let's do some of the other would you rather since we're here. I did want to bring up, actually, okay, sorry, I'm all over the place. We were talking about money, having pretty much FU money. There is a family that pretty much has that because they're, you probably saw this story yesterday. It was a big radio topic about a family that's hiring a dog nanny. Did you see this?
No.
$127K a year. For a dog nanny.
Oh, I would be a great dog nanny.
Right? It's like you do have to move to the UK. I don't know if that's a deal breaker.
I'm in.
I'll go so fast. So here are the rules. Yeah, family has two dogs that require top-tier care, whatever that means. Dogs don't, I mean.
$127K a year. I will.
They must be treated like a valued member of the family.
Done.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Done.
They're looking, okay, hold on. Da, 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 da. You will have to live there with them in their mansion.
Yeah, dog's house. Got it.
This does sound like a setup for like a scary movie, though.
That's
like
cool.
Family turns
it's worth it.
Situation. You live rent free. You have to coordinate all vet appointments. How many of those? Maybe two a year? Maybe.
Even if it's one a week. Done.
You have to keep detailed records of their health and medical history.
Okay.
Develop a personalized...
All that sounds easier than my current job.
Develop a, quote, personalized exercise regimen for the dog.
Oh, I'm out.
Just have them do some Pilates and you're fine. Dog, literally let them run. Just put them outside.
Paul Lottis?
It doesn't work. Dog yoga? Nope.
Doga?
You need to accompany them on domestic and international trips.
Okay.
And arrange things like pet-friendly accommodations.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll take them to a dog bar. Like those bars, the ones we have here in Jacksonville, Bark Parks, where there's beer. We'll have a good old time. You do have to organize play dates with other dogs.
Okay.
So that's not too
More
bad.
More dogs in.
Yep. You also have to handle normal stuff, like feeding them, bathing them. Ideal candidate has lots of experience with dogs, preferably rich people's dogs.
Honestly.
At least they're honest, but, like, what does that even mean?
I think it means that rich people's dogs are accustomed to a certain level of care. Now, here's your big problem you're going to run into. Taxes in the UK are stifling.
Are they?
So 127 is going to come out to about...
It's still more than I make here.
60?
Still more than I make here.
All right, well.
So I'm in.
But
and I get to hang out with a dog all day.
Also, living there is more expensive.
But
plus, the
you're
accents
rent-free.
Are kind of... Yeah, but you still got to buy food, and
yeah.
You still got to...
It would suck getting yelled at by, like, the owner in their accent.
Hey, Gavin, eh? What are you doing with my dog, mate?
What kind of dog, too, is... Is it, like, a tiny... Like, you know what I mean?
It's probably an English bulldog.
I'm okay with that, actually. It's my favorite kind of dog. So.
Is it really? English bulldog?
English and French bulldogs are my favorite.
French bulldogs?
Yeah, those little cute... Their ears are, like... You know what I mean?
Oh, my name is Jean-Claude.
Woof, woof.
Le woof. Le woof.
Okay. Well, either way, so that's the job if you want to go get it.
Shit.
We just want 1%
good.
If you learned about it through us. Okay, so would you rathers. Would you rather slam your hand in every door you pass or fall down every set of stairs you walk by?
Which hand? I need my right hand.
For writing? For typing?
Sure, let's go with that.
I mean, either you get to pick.
Oh, I'll go with the hand.
I feel like there's more doors than stairs, though.
Oh, that's actually a really
see,
good
problem
point.
Is like, is your house a one floor?
It is a one
so,
floor.
So, see, my house is two floors. So, like, every day I'm falling down those stairs.
See, this is a good point, though, because you could avoid stairs.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I'll take the stairs.
I mean, like, you pass.
You turn me.
You know what I mean? Like, because even here at work, you can go a certain way that you don't pass those stairs over in that corner. You'd be set.
Yeah, you turned me on that.
Yeah,
because
you just avoid stairs. Now, if you're like visiting New York, that's gonna suck a lot.
I mean, there's elevators though.
Right, but like, what if you don't realize you're on the 20th floor?
Well, I just carry a ladder with me.
And you don't realize that you open the wrong door into a stairwell.
Well, I feel like you have to go down the stairs though, right? It's not like
it says every stair you if you pass it.
Oh, if you pass it.
if you pass it, you got to go down it.
Still, and like, because you open doors all day, every day.
Yeah.
And you can go days without seeing a staircase.
Yeah. And like worst case, like here at work, you just fall down like the front stairs at the front of the building. That's three stairs. I mean, cool. I'll be fine.
I would send my wife ahead to make sure there's no stairs.
Yeah. You just check that room. Make sure.
Just like look in there. Is there stairs? Because I can't go that way.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't piss her off. Because then she's going to be like, yeah, there's no stairs in there.
Can't ever make that happen. Can't ever make that promise.
I think I'm the same with you. Now, slamming your hand in the door, that's going to suck.
And there's a lot of doors. You get through a lot of, yeah.
Just to come to this room is like seven doors.
Right. And then you get in your car, the car door. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take stairs. That's a good call.
I like that. Okay. This one's a little worse. I'm going to skip that one.
I want to hear it.
Okay. Your partner and parent of the same gender switch bodies. The only way to switch them back is to have sex with one of them.
Next.
Exactly. This one. Which one are you picking?
That's not an either or.
It's either or. Are you picking having sex with your wife in your mom's body?
Stop. Yeah. I'm gonna throw up. Let's go.
Here's an easier one. Would you rather forget anything you don't want to know or have all questions answered in thorough detail?
Can I forget that question you just asked me?
If you pick that one, yes. Because honestly, I think I'm going with forget, because imagine how annoying it would be to every thought you have is answered in thorough detail. Detailed.
This is a fight that I have with my wife, mom, all the time. see what I did there?
Yeah.
because I'll tell her something, right? So like I tell her something happened the other day to somebody I know. And I told her, I said, hey, this happened to somebody.
She didn't remember it?
And she goes, oh, really? What did they do? I was like, I don't know. I just know this happened to them. And she's like, what did their wife think? I was like, I don't know.
And my wife does that too. She's like, you don't want to gossip any deeper than just like this happened?
Yeah, I know this happened. That's the end of the information.
That's all I got.
That's where I wanted it to stop. That's all the info I need. Probably a little more than I need.
Think about it. Like, not even that is like, if you knew every detail of everything, I come into work, I'm like, bro, my wife and I are pregnant, and you think about it. Immediately, you know every detail about that situation.
How many times you tried.
Literally, yeah. So I think that would suck. It would be cool. It'd be like ChatGPT in your brain. Mm. Like, you would know everything. Like, you'd probably do some, like, crazy... You might be able to spin it and win, like, lottery tickets and stuff. So, like, figure out where they are and shipping and all that stuff.
Maybe, but it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it to have all that knowledge.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I'd rather just be ignorant to it all, which is pretty much where I'm at already. Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Which superpower would you rather have? See the future, but only when you are shithouse wasted.
Okay.
Or be the smartest person on Earth, but only when you are high as hell.
Oh, definitely the second one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't like being drunk.
See, I agree, but I'd rather see the future because like, I could go see the results of tomorrow's sports games, and I can bet the money.
Everything comes down to money here.
Yeah, win money.
You know what I mean? But if you're the smartest person on Earth when you're high, you can figure out how to make one. Have you seen Limitless?
I have seen Limitless.
So that's the same thing.
Yeah, you essentially
it's kind
Limitless.
Of the same thing where you could like, you know.
But people are just going to think, like, don't you think people would be like, he's a stoner. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's even better when people underestimate you.
That's fair.
That's a rule of life. When people underestimate you, it's way easier to do what you got to do.
It's great. I am not saying I'm always underestimated, but I am a lot, and I feel like it works to my benefit a lot.
A lot of times you're just regular estimated, but sometimes you're underestimated, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, again, being able to see the future, drunk as hell, I'd be able to know the Super Bowl, everything, prop bets, everything. I could win millions every single year, every single day. You would get to the point you'd have to throw some bets so people wouldn't get suspicious of you.
If you were the smartest person in the world, you could. The stupidest people on Earth are billionaires right now.
Sure, but the problem is like from like a betting standpoint. I know I'm stuck on the betting thing.
Yeah, you really are. There's a lot. You know, there's other ways to make money, correct?
Right, but
you
but
know
this
that's
is,
not the only way to create. First of all, you're gonna have to build that wealth by using the little bit of money you have now.
You start with $100. If you can see the future every single, you're fine. You'll be 100% every single. you would eventually get kicked off all the sports books. You'd have to move to Vegas. And then you get to the point where, like, have you seen the Vegas documentary where they're like, they bet at one casino to move the line and then race down the street to bet against themselves so they can make more money?
I didn't see that, but
that's essentially what I would get down to have to do.
That's the... You're being really nearsighted on this one. You know, I mean, like, you got to think, you got to have forethought, bro. Like, you're talking about betting. That's a lot of work to bet. Why wouldn't you be the smartest man in the world, create
something people actually need?
Something people need. And we're not talking about just a few million bucks here on a bet.
Sure.
Because really, how much money can you win betting until you start betting
big
Drake
amounts?
Like,
what's Drake
doing?
Drake's
right, but he started out. Yeah. He's got a big war chest to bet with. You don't.
You could become the next.
You barely have a chest at all.
What's his name? Mattress Mac? That guy
I don't know who the hell that is.
He plays his bets like crazy. Okay. He's a mattress dude.
How much money do you think that guy has?
Oh, he plays his millions.
Compared to...
Bill Gates or somebody?
Bill Gates. Yeah,
probably not.
Compared to Elon Musk. Oh.
I know. I'm just saying it would be fun. Like,
it might be more fun, but, you know, if you're the smartest person in the world... You know stock trends and
can you imagine?
you could start at a lower point and get richer
and get faster
than you would if everything is relying on odds and
you'd be like, dude, it'd be like one hit of the joint and you're like AI.
Yeah.
I got this. Yeah. Make a whole website. That's what pisses me off too, by the way. This is just a side rant. There's like all these threads on Twitter be like, if you're not making side income off ChatGPT and AI technology, you're a lazy piece of shit. And I'm like, I just don't feel like figuring it out, man.
I am also a lazy piece of shit. So I don't like AI, man. If I'm being 100% honest with you, the only AI I trust says practice. We're talking about practice.
Oh, gosh. Allen Iverson.
I don't trust AI, man.
You know what's interesting? I have to show it to you. I did a formula with ChatGPT the other day. Where I told him our radio station. I said, we have a radio station, alternative music-leaning radio station. We need to make 5 posts this week, 2 of which promotes, you know, your feature where we count down the top 8 songs in Jacksonville, this stuff. And it said, okay, let me ask you a few more questions. Ask me, like, demographics, stuff like that. And I did. And it literally typed out 7 social media posts. I just have to put a picture to it. And I was like, this is great. I'm the laziest person ever. Now imagine if you could do
that. You're a lazy person yourself right out of a job.
Right.
What you're
Can you imagine if the higher-ups now listen to this podcast? They wouldn't get to this part because we would already be fired for other things that were said.
Yeah, right.
But
we wouldn't get this far.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me just tell you. They're already replacing us in parts of the country with AI.
Not even. Have you seen the Ashley, AI Ashley in Portland?
Yeah. That's the station now.
Yeah. So here's what I wonder. So that's an actual person, right? Like, she did interviews. She was on, like, Fox or something like that about it. And there's a certain Instagram account that makes fun of radio things. I might have been the target of a few of them a few times.
Yeah, I get it.
But they are going in on this chick, on Ashley, for being the face, essentially, of the quote-unquote enemy. But here's my thinking.
Is she a real radio person?
Yes.
She's an actual radio person.
From what I was reading, I could have this wrong. Mm-hmm. It's ironic because the station is called like Live 95 or something like that in Portland or whatever it is. I definitely have that part wrong. And I find it ironic that it's called Live because it's AI now. But from my understanding is she got let go from that station and then like created this AI voice technology and the company that's behind it is now giving it to that station and they're trying it. So it's like she got let go and now she's back on, but as an AI... It just seems like if it's going to happen anyway, the selfish side of me is like, why is my voice not on it? Why am I not it? I don't want it to be the way it goes. But if it's going to happen anyway, why not me? I know my voice shouldn't be it anyway. I don't have that like quote unquote radio voice at this point. If it's going to go that way, you need to find somebody that's like the perfect radio voice. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Soothing. I don't have that. Masculine. I don't have that.
That's not really the way that people look for stuff anymore.
They want it to be personable.
But really, at this point, the program could be personable. So this is a good example of what I'm talking about. Now, this isn't like life or death. This is our livelihood.
Literally.
I mean, I've done this more than half my life, so I don't
What was the thing before AI that was, like, going to kill? I know TV, and I know voice tracking and all that stuff, but, like...
Never was TV. TV never harmed us It started with CDs.
Yeah. Was like iPods and stuff. Like obviously iPods, Spotify. Yeah. Like those guys.
When you started to have the interface capability with your car.
That's when. I do remember that when I first started here. I remember, I don't think it was an email, but I remember a conversation being like, Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
Doesn't have radio
internet,
on it.
Yeah. Internet's a big deal because people can get technology. Mm-hmm. Or can get information the way that we used to disseminate information. Mm-hmm. They can get it easier and faster. I just don't think you can ever replace radio because it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. It's still, you know, in a lot of places it's local. Here it's local.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go do live right now.
I know. You told me 45 and we're past it. So yeah, I was like, oh man, he's not cutting me off yet.
but AI is a different animal because it could take all of our jobs, not just yours and mine.
Literally.
People that program the music, people that pick the songs.
I actually put this on here because I wanted to get your opinion on it.
But here, let me stop you before we go too much further, before we get out of this, because beyond that, AI, they're using it. This just recently happened where they did an AI simulation of fighter jets piloted by AI,
AI,
we saw in the movie Stealth, and it didn't work out. So the way it worked was the fighter jet, this was all simulation, this wasn't real jets or anything like that, but they just ran it. The fighter jets got points for shooting down enemy fighters.
Okay.
The fighter jet was told to stand down.
It didn't
stand down because it wanted its points.
It wanted to win.
Now, when they said, shut it down, the fighter jet then went to the place where they were calling the shots from and destroyed the place that they called the shots from.
Points.
Right. So then once they wrote into the program that it couldn't destroy the place, it destroyed the communications. So basically, like Jeff Goldblum said, AI finds a way to do what it wants to do. Now, it's not sentient. It's not doing it. It's just because when you give AI a task, it doesn't have the mental capacity or the, emotion, it can't flesh out what that means and what the cost is that.
It's like, I think it was called iRobot, right, with Will Smith, where the reason he hates them, the Terminator,
Matrix, every movie you've ever seen with computers involved.
Is it.
You tell computers to protect us. They start killing us to protect us from ourselves.
Right, right. And, you know and isn't that, what was that, Megan? Is that the doll that she created?
I didn't see that movie.
I think, but I think that's the basis. Is like, protect my daughter at all costs. And it gets to a point where like, your mom also needs to go.
Right.
And like, it becomes a thing. But what I was going to say is, well, you probably saw this, is the Beatles are coming out with a song thanks to AI technology, I believe. If I have that right, they have some unused audio from members that they're going to kind of piece together and make a thing. But the other thing I was reading is they now have a system in place specifically for radio that I think would come in handy is that this AI technology can predict a hit pop song up to 97% correct, which would be wild. Hear the song. This is a hit. Put it on radio.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, see, again.
Or AI is just going to start making that music because we can already fake Drake and The Weeknd.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And frankly, you can manufacture a hit. You know what I mean?
Oh, and I think there is a formula.
I mean, like there's like, I mean, with AI, like AI jams the song down your throat and builds hype around it and stuff like that. My opinion of AI is that it is too dangerous to leave to chance to do anything with right now.
Right.
They should keep it contained because if it gets out,
it's a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
What I would love to do, and maybe we can do this as like an episode of the Newbie Brothers, is literally ask ChatGPT to create a pop song and then give us 5 steps how to push it to become a massive hit.
It's a great idea.
And how we get streams or whatever. And just see what it says.
Yeah.
And then we as radio people debate if we think it would work or not. I think that'd be fun.
That could be fun.
Maybe we'll do that next episode. Yeah. Which should start being weekly.
Yeah, it's been rough. Obviously, with you just having the kid.
It is busy.
That's been a tough whole, you've been working a lot, picking up extra work. They always give you extra work. They don't give you any extra money. But don't worry. AI is going to replace you soon. so, I mean, there is, you know, we have been trying. But the want is out there. We found out that a lot of people are listening.
Yes, a lot of people are listening. It's somebody emailed me. I'll have to send it to you. Someone emailed me about wanting to be a part of the podcast.
Oh, really?
I was like, I forget.
Tell them $5,000 and it's
well,
done.
Well, I think there was money involved, but
really,
but I also was. I think the reason it didn't
that
go any further
seems a little sketchy.
Yeah. That's why I saw it and I went, I don't know. And then I was like, I probably should forward this to like a salesperson in our building. Mm. And I don't think I did because it was like during paternity leave. So I was like, yeah, not my problem.
You know what they say? A paternity suit is worse than paternity leave.